This is Jay Sekulow. A huge victory at the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals against the HHS mandate of Obamacare. We're going to give you an update.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
I laid out a very simple principle, which is this is a health care bill, not an abortion bill. And we're not looking to change what is a core principle that has been in place for a very long time, which is federal dollars are not used to subsidize abortions.
The Obama administration is forcing this HHS mandate down the throats of employers nationwide. And the Eighth Circuit said, you know, during the dependency of the appeal of one of these employers that is not going to kowtow to the government is not allowed to impose that mandate against them.
There will always be people, many of goodwill, who do not share my view on the issue of choice. On this fundamental issue, I will not yield, and Planned Parenthood will not yield.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
At what point does a baby get human rights, in your view?
Well, you know, I think that whether you're looking at it from a theological perspective or a scientific perspective, answering that question with specificity, you know, is above my pay grade.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And we're talking a lot about the key issues that are going on right now on the life issue. I am reading a report right now. This past Friday, 373 pages of new HHS regulations came out just on Friday. That's just in one day, 373 pages of regulations. Company after company saying they're eliminating their healthcare plans, they're going to hire less people. You've got the mandates that are causing significant religious liberty issues. So, folks, the fight on this is not going away. The challenges to Obamacare are still moving forward. And we just had a huge win at the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit dealing with the Frank Mannion Senior Counsel for the ACLJ. And, Frank, let's give everybody a really quick synopsis of what we've got in that case for those that didn't hear us yesterday.
Sure, Jay. We represent a business owner in St. Louis named Frank O'Brien. Small business. He's owned it for many years, built it up with his hard labor and toil and sweat. And because of his religious principles, he doesn't want to pay for drugs that can cause early abortions. The HHS tells him he must. We filed a lawsuit in March. The district court there in St. Louis dismissed our case in September. We immediately filed an appeal. And just last week, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals issued an injunction against the HHS.
Which is unreal.
Which is almost unheard of. But it's a good sign going forward that the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals recognizes the merit of our case, and we're very hopeful going forward from here.
We're also representing a large number of members of Congress, and Than, let's get that in front of everybody so they know what we've got here. This is how many members of Congress we're representing in these briefs.
Yeah, we represent 79 members of Congress, Jay. They're led by Jeff Landry from Louisiana. We're filing those briefs, by the way, in 12 different cases on behalf of 43 Catholic institutions. Not all conservatives, but Catholic institutions who, a lot like Frank O'Brien, who Frank just described, object to this mandate. We're doing that all across the country, and those cases are moving forward.
Folks,
as well.
I consider this the greatest threat to religious liberty that we've seen in our lifetime. Telling private religious organizations or private companies what you must do, even when it violates your conscience. I mean, think about that for a moment. We want to take your phone calls on this topic at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. What impact do you think all of this has coming from the White House? This HHS mandate, this pro-abortion language, this standing with Planned Parenthood, what impact does it have coming from the White House? And what are your thoughts on it? 800-684-3110. Now, we have got a series of briefs, and Than just mentioned this, going in over a dozen cases, over a dozen cases. We want you to be part of the team standing up for life at courts throughout the United States. We've got this committee form. We want you to join it. You could do so by calling us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also sign on to this committee at aclj.org. And let me tell you something else, folks. We got a brand new movie out called Life Happens. When you go to the website or you go to 1-877-989-2255, we can tell you how you could download that movie today on the life issue. Incredible movie, aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
The American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of a significant legal challenge. The Department of Health and Human Services is mandating that employers provide coverage for abortion-producing drugs, sterilization, and their insurance policies for employees, even if the mandate violates their religious beliefs. The ACLJ has filed numerous lawsuits challenging this flawed mandate, and the ACLJ is filing many amicus briefs backing other challenges. The fact is, the HHS mandate not only violates the free exercise of religion guaranteed by the First Amendment, it also violates the conscience rights of millions of Americans. This unprecedented attack is not only morally offensive, but unconstitutional as well. Join the legal fight. Sign on to our committee opposing the mandate, a committee that will be included in our future amicus briefs challenging the mandate. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. The release of Pastor Youssef Nardacani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're talking about this HHS mandate, that's Health and Human Services. It is requiring pro-life Christian businesses, hospitals, private companies, nonprofit organizations to fund abortifacients that violate their conscience. There's a series of 40 cases in the United States right now. We have several of them, but we've got one that went on an emergency basis to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit. A trial judge dismissed the case that we brought in. We went to the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals, and the Eighth Circuit gave us an injunction stopping the enforcement of the HHS mandate. And Frank, again, let's set the stage on this. This is emanating out of Obamacare.
Yeah, there's no question about it, Jay. The HHS mandate is a series of regulations that wouldn't exist except for the existence of Obamacare. They exist to implement certain provisions of Obamacare that said that all insurance policies have to provide so-called preventive services. Now, most of those preventive services are non-controversial, and then probably everybody thinks they're fine to put in a plan. Whether they should be, you know, imposed by the government's another story. But unfortunately, part of the preventive services that are included are contraception, sterilization, and any other form of FDA-approved contraceptive, which, and most people don't realize this, includes things like the morning after pill, Ella, things that clearly work after fertilization has taken place, after conception has taken place, after a new human being is in existence. And they are designed to and do terminate the life of that new human being. Lots of people have a problem with that. And small business owners, mostly family-owned businesses, don't think the government should be telling them that they must pay for those things in violation of their religious beliefs.
All right, let me ask everybody that's out there listening right now, do you oppose Obamacare? I think most of you would say, yes, we were opposed to it. But then the Supreme Court said it was constitutional, so it's going to happen. Well, not so fast. And I say not so fast because the reality is that, and I think we're in this situation, bit by bit, we could chip this thing away. You've got the Supreme Court of the United States just last week sent another case back down to the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals based on a religious liberties challenge to Obamacare. We've now got the HHS mandate up at the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals. That has been struck as unconstitutional, at least an injunction being issued against its enforcement. You've got states saying no to the state exchanges. You've got Congress saying we don't have the money for this. So, folks, this battle is not over. And we can't have this defeatist attitude where we don't care anymore and we just say, well, it is what it is. Well, it's not that. We are actually seeing victories here. Now it's going to be much more complicated. It is not going to be easy. We're going to have to go bit by bit, part by part. But I'm willing to do that, and we're willing to do that at the ACLJ, and that's where you come in. We heard from 21,906 of you online yesterday opposing this abortion pill mandate, defending religious liberty, saying no to the Obama administration. And realize this, folks, in that Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals case, we beat the Department of Justice, the Obama administration. We beat them in court. But this is where you come in. Go to your phones right now and sign on to this committee. You can also go to ACLJ.org. Really easy way to do it. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org to sign on to this committee. We're getting close to 25,000 signatures already, folks, which is a great start. We want to make a point here. We'll also let you know how you can get this brand new movie we have out called Life Happens. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Let's go ahead and get a phone call.
A lot of phone calls coming in, Jay. We're going to start with Mary Beth calling from Maryland on line 3. Mary Beth, you're on the air.
Jay, could you speak to the fact that health benefits, the last I knew, they weren't mandatory. My background is in human resources management,
right,
but I haven't practiced in a few years. And the history is that companies began offering health benefits as a way to be competitive with one another. So how can the government come in and make something mandatory when the benefits themselves aren't even mandatory?
Well, because we're living in a changing world. There's now penalties that apply, and maybe, Frank, you want to get into this. There are actually, and Than, you can as well. Let's go to Than first. The way that this is set up, there are real penalties paid if you do not have health care plans. But I will tell you what a lot of employers are going to do. They're going to pay that penalty rather than these premiums going through the roof. Than?
That's absolutely correct. This is a regulatory scheme designed to achieve a specific end, which is single payer. But listen, these religious organizations, they don't have the option not to provide coverage unless they want to pay a penalty. That's where all those regulations that you're talking about, Jay, come in. You know, Obamacare was 2,700 pages long. It's going to be tens of thousands of pages of regulations to implement it. So
Hold on a second. We just saw 333 pages on Friday, an addition out of nowhere. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say there's only really two choices. You have to provide the coverage that the federal government tells you that you have to provide, or you have to pay a penalty. And, Jay, the penalty as it exists now, it's only going to grow. So there's not a real option for folks here.
All right. And, Frank, one of the things that businesses are facing, and that is the reality that you could have these penalties of up to $2,400. You know, Hobby Lobby, which has got one of the lawsuits going right now, I was on Fox News talking about that case with Megyn Kelly. And they're looking at penalties upwards of, what was it, $1.3 million a day?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, the more employees you have, obviously, the worse it is. But Frank O'Brien, small company in St. Louis, 87 employees, he's facing over $3 million a year in penalties. He can't afford to take that hit, and he shouldn't have to. You know, one thing people don't understand, and this is one of the sort of insidious parts of this, these are regulations. These are passed by the executive branch, by HHS, which is the Department of the Executive Branch. If they had to do this through Congress, there'd be a conscience exemption. Because every time government, especially the federal government, has imposed any sort of a contraceptive abortifacient mandate, they've had a broad conscience exemption. This doesn't have it because it's done by a government bureaucratic agency and not by the Congress, where different interests can make their voices heard and compromise can be reached. That's all we're asking for here. We're not trying to block anybody's access to contraceptives. We're just saying for those who have a religious objection to abortifacients, they ought to be able to follow their religious objection and not comply with the mandate.
Part of the problem is the pro-abortion agenda in this country and coming out of this administration wants a one-sided debate, and that is not the pro-life side. CeCe Hiles, a senior counsel at the ACLJ in our office in Virginia, and CeCe, you've experienced some of that firsthand in some of the cases you're working on. They want a one-sided debate where the pro-life message doesn't even go out unless you agree to at the same time include a pro-abortion message.
That is correct. In the case we have in the Second Circuit, it's a law in New York that mandates that crisis pregnancy centers and their pro-life message, they actually have government-compelled speech of some disclaimers that, of course, Planned Parenthood
don't even know what a government-compelled speech disclaimer is. So let's set the stage for this, folks. I want you to think about this. You're a pro-life citizen in the United States of America. You have a crisis pregnancy center. And the state of New York or the city of New York tells you what, CeCe? What do they tell them?
Right now, you have to have signs on all your advertisements or a disclaimer on all your advertisements advertisements as well as signs in your business that say whether you do or do not provide or refer for abortions, whether you do or do not have a licensed medical provider on staff. Nowhere does Planned Parenthood have to make any kind of these disclaimers. So you have to have it in English and Spanish.
Yeah, so it's Planned Parenthood, nobody has to say anything, and they're the largest abortion provider in the world, Frank. And you got, you know, the crisis pregnancy centers, they want to speak out and offer a life alternative, and they're basically regulated into non-existence.
Yeah, it's a one-way street, Jane. It's just not the way we do things in this country. We understand that different Americans have different views on these issues, and they're very deeply held, you know, by both sides. But the way we normally do this and the way it goes when we do it legislatively, you know, in the daylight, is we accommodate. We accommodate religious pluralism in this country. This administration wants to pretend that there is no dissenting view, and to the extent there is, they're just going to steamroller over it.
All right, folks, so again, we want you to engage the issue. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110, that's 800-684-3110. Again, we want to talk to you on air about this. And if you've not yet signed on to this petition, standing with us, we encourage you to do so. Go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. You'll be part of these briefs being filed in courts around the country. Thousands of you have already, over 21,000, probably with the phone calls up to 25,000 already. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. You could actually become part of the history of how we end up beating this Obamacare mandate back, which could take the guts out of Obamacare. We don't give up the fight, folks. We're right engaged in the issue. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Fam, let's go back and grab a call quickly here before the break.
Next up is Carolyn calling from Maryland on line one. Carolyn, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hey, everybody. Okay. I'm a leftover caller from yesterday. I'm very scared to make this comment. I don't normally listen to the show when y'all talk about abortion. I normally turn the radio off. I listened yesterday because I was hoping y'all would comment on something else. Y'all kept playing a soundbite and talking about a soundbite that President Obama made about his daughters being punished with a baby.
Right.
And y'all, when y'all talk about it, y'all act shocked. And I actually wondered why, how, it's like, how can they possibly be shocked? The reason I said that, my family, my mom was 15 when she had me.
Right.
She wasn't married. My family is pro-life. They don't believe in abortion. They also don't believe in premarital sex.
Let me tell you this. Carolyn, we're going to have to put you on hold here. We're coming up to a hard break. I want to talk to you after the break, though, so stay tuned. And by the way, in this movie that we have out called Life Happens, there's a story very similar to yours. Folks, you can get that movie just by calling us at 877-989-2255 or going to ACLJ.org. And if you've not yet signed on to these briefs in this committee, do it today. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. More when we come back.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardacani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of a significant legal challenge. The Department of Health and Human Services is mandating that employers provide coverage for abortion-producing drugs, sterilization, and their insurance policies for employees, even if the mandate violates their religious beliefs. The ACLJ has filed numerous lawsuits challenging this flawed mandate, and the ACLJ is filing many amicus briefs backing other challenges. The fact is, the HHS mandate not only violates the free exercise of religion guaranteed by the First First Amendment, it also violates the conscience rights of millions of Americans. This unprecedented attack is not only morally offensive, but unconstitutional as well. Join the legal fight. Sign on to our committee opposing the mandate, a committee that will be included in our future amicus briefs challenging the mandate. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. By the way, brand new movie that we've got out called Life Happens, and the story that Carolyn has just been sharing with us on the phones fits into this because it's actually in the movie. You can get a download of that movie today. We're just putting it up in the last few days, but you can get it today. Go to aclj.org or call us at 877-989-2255, and we'll get that out for you. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Next 30 minutes of the program, I'm actually going to be interviewing the director that worked with us on this movie, and Logan will be on as well talking about some of the history. But, Carolyn, go ahead and finish up what you were saying. I didn't want to cut you off there, but we had a break we had to take.
I knew you were going to have to cut me off when you said y'all were on a break. Okay, my mom was 15 when she had
me. Yep.
And she was unmarried. Her family, my family, as I said, is for life. They don't believe in abortion. They also don't believe in premarital sex. They're, I'm going to say religious because you guys have a lot of different backgrounds that listen to you guys.
Right.
But their church had a theology about adultery. And it sounds something like this. For the people who are listening to this, I have to say this. The statement is offensive. It's harsh. So just so that it's the folks that are listening to this, this is not my point of view.
Well, here's what we got, Carolyn. Here's what we're going to do. I need you to tell me what your point is without shocking people here, okay? So go ahead and finish up.
Their theology was this. A baby born out of holy wedlock is an abomination in
hell. Okay. No, I've heard that. We've heard that from people before. We had, unfortunately, I had a caller yesterday that said that they were a Christian and so pro, they were pro-life, but they believe in God gave us a free will and you should be able to terminate that baby. And I said, well, do you believe you have a free will? Are you driving with somebody? You can shoot the person next to you? And that's the reality here. And CeCe, one of the problems are that we're starting to see is this one-sided nature of the debate. We saw this during the presidential election. People trying to silence, and that's the pro-choice crowd, silence the pro-life movement.
Yeah, and they're pro-choice as long as the only choice is abortion. They don't want a woman who is pregnant to know the other side. That's why they're targeting these crisis pregnancy centers, specifically the ones that provide ultrasounds, because they don't want a pregnant, mother to walk into a crisis pregnancy center and see the baby that they're carrying. They don't want that.
Years ago, my brother-in-law was on this broadcast, who's a radiologist in Atlanta, and he said, when we have the imagery in 3D and 4D, it's going to be a life-changing event in the pro-life movement, and it has been. But that's why, exactly, CeCe's right. Anything that shows the life of the unborn child, they want to eliminate. And, you know, Frank, one of the things as lawyers you and I deal with is evidence. I always like to show, you know, I like the idea of a mandatory ultrasound because I say, you know, see what you're about to do. And I think it would impact women, will be impacted dramatically. So will men. The boyfriend that's encouraging or, you know, demanding the abortion. All of a sudden, you have got a whole change of plan when
right.
you see the child.
And every time one of those bills comes up for a vote, Planned Parenthood and organizations like it vehemently oppose it.
Yeah, and you got to ask yourself, why are they vehemently opposing it? And it is because they know the impact it's going to have.
Absolutely, they know. And they know that let's face it, cut into their business. As well as undermine their whole premise and the reason for their existence.
The ACLJ has two cases against Planned Parenthood right now that we brought fraud cases against them, one in Texas, one in California. We also were informed just in the last few days, three Planned Parenthood affiliates are leaving Planned Parenthood because they are not over the abortion issue. They aren't about, quote, comprehensive care, as you normally say. Than, what's the latest on these three Planned Parenthood clinics?
Yeah, they're leaving the organization, Jay, and this is over an internal mandate that came down from the central offices of Planned Parenthood that says you must provide abortion facilities in your clinic. Referring for them is not enough. Remember, these organizations wanted to provide, you know, comprehensive care. A lot of Planned Parenthood facilities just refer out for that other care. They didn't want to provide these abortions. The central office says if you're not going to provide abortions in your facility, you can't be a part of our organization, and so they left.
Well, I'll tell you this. I think we will be, and I think this is pretty clear, and I think we got to be realistic here, folks. We've got a real fight here, And that fight is significant. And this is where you come in. We have a major victory at the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit, chipping away at Obamacare. That's how we have to do it now. It's chipaways. But this is a big one. It's on the HHS mandate, this mandatory requirement that employers provide abortifacients, things that violate their conscience to employees. Employees that may not even want it. But the fact of the matter is they're being mandated to. Well, we got the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit issued an injunction pending a stay, pending a full hearing to stop the enforcement of that HHS provision. HHS on Friday issued 330 pages of regulations in one day. One day that employers are supposed to digest on one topic. So we're fighting back on this, folks, and this is where you come in. I encourage you to go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. You can sign on to the committee there that's going to be filing these briefs. You can also call us at 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And when you're there, ask about the new movie, Life Happens. We'll get that to you. It's a download. It's a great way to get it. Let's fan – and folks, say, hey, hang on the line here also. We're going to be taking more calls during the next 30 minutes of the broadcast, so you're going to want to stay tuned. Remember, we're on SiriusXM for the full hour. If you don't get the full hour, just go to ACLJ.org. You can hear the rest of the program. Let's take another call.
Let's go to Michelle calling from California on line 5. Michelle, you're on the air.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Jay. First, I just want to thank you and all of ACLJ for all the work that you do.
Thank you.
I was telling the call screener, I really don't have a whole lot to, I don't feel like I have a whole lot of knowledge on the law and all of that. I just wanted to add my two cents that I was actually placed for adoption as an infant many years ago. And, you know, I wouldn't be here today, but I don't want to go into all that. I think that we should have both sides should be free. You know, even people in jail have a right to religious freedom, and I think
Listen, I appreciate you calling in, Michelle, but the fact of the matter is, and CeCe's dealing with this in two cases right now, both sides aren't getting their viewpoint. You've got the government insisting on this mandate, and then you've got these pro-abortion facilities in cahoots with local government, CeCe, stifling that pro-life message.
Yes,
or at least attempting to. I think we should say we won that too at the district court, got an injunction against that one as well.
That is correct. And they try to do this, you know, it's methodical at the city council level because they think we'll go to maybe more liberal cities and see if we can start getting these laws passed that target crisis pregnancy centers, forcing them to shut down. And they are targeting the crisis pregnancy centers that offer the ultrasounds because, again, they know that's where once a woman sees that baby, they typically change their mind, and so they are targeting crisis pregnancy centers that offer ultrasounds to shut them down.
Folks, we've got this is a major issue here that we've got to deal with, and I think we've got the reality of what we're facing here, which is huge. We're fighting the United States government, the Department of Justice, and we're winning, but we're winning because of your help. And I want to encourage you to do something. We're in a matching challenge here at the ACLJ. We've got a group of our donors have said anything that comes in, we're going to match it. We want you to be part of that team. It's tax deductible. You go to ACLJ.org. You can do your pledge and your gift right there online at ACLJ.org. We're also going to let you know how you can get a brand new movie, Life Happens. When you make that donation, you'll automatically get that as well at ACLJ.org. We want you to sign on to this committee, or you can call us and do the same thing at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or ACLJ.org. And again, folks, when you go there, we're in December. This is an important month for us. We really appreciate your financial support, not only keeping this broadcast on there, but keeps us out in the field fighting these cases for you here in the United States and literally around the globe. So ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We come back from the break. We're going to take some more of your phone calls. Got some great information for you. This brand new movie, Life Happens. We want you to get that as well. So again, sign on to this committee, folks. Stand with us as we stand for you. Stand with us. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. It's time to take action. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
The fact is, the HHS mandate not only violates the free exercise of religion guaranteed by the First Amendment, it also violates the conscience rights of millions of Americans. This unprecedented attack is not only morally offensive, but unconstitutional as well. Join the legal fight. Sign on to our committee opposing the mandate, a committee that will be included in our future amicus briefs challenging the mandate. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your call at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. A lot of you have been holding for a long time, so we're going to get right to your phone calls. Fan, who do we have next?
First up is Sharon calling from California on line 2. Sharon, you're on the air.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Jay. I just had a question.
Sure.
I was wondering, what would happen if, like, 100 million people, Americans, decided not to pay this tax and get on board with this whole Obamacare, like throwing tea into the harbor? What would happen?
Yeah, well, 16,000 IRS agents are going to come and try to enforce it. That's what's going to happen. But you bring up the point of how do you deal with the reality that the Supreme Court held it constitutional and President Obama won the election? You chip away at it. You make it so practically difficult for the government to enforce it that they can't. And, Than, that's part of the strategy right now that we're seeing it play in Washington. You've got a lot of these states, I'm looking at the news reports this morning, having trouble getting these state exchanges up. You've got 373 pages of regulations coming in. So part of this is a chip away technique, Than. Isn't that pretty fair?
No question about it. There is going to be a widespread implementation effort that the IRS probably is going to have a hard time doing. But I view this sort of as a three-prong. There's the litigation that we're front and center on, that this HHS mandate. You also mentioned this earlier. There's the states that are refusing to set up the exchanges. That's going to be a very difficult problem for the federal government to deal with. And then, of course, Congress has a role in this, too. That's part of these fiscal cliff negotiations we're having now. Will they fund all the areas of the bill? And in this financial crisis we're in, I'm not so sure. So three prongs to this, really.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, you know, we're going to have to be tough. And, you know, Cece, I know you've been following a couple of these other cases, and the reality is the chip away approach is the way it's going to have to be. It's going to be a lot harder that way, but that's what we're going to have to do. The directed challenge to Obamacare didn't succeed, so now you got to go at it piece by piece.
Yeah, and I know we've filed amicus briefs, friend of the court briefs, in many of the HHS mandate cases, and I'm encouraged every day. We monitor all the cases, and there are new cases being filed, and I think, you know, the more that are filed, the greater our chances are of shutting it down.
I think you're right. Frank, let's talk about that for a moment here. I mean, the fact is you've got 40 cases going on right now. We've got several of our own. We've got the lead case at the Court of Appeals. What's your sense of the nature of what's going to happen here? There's more of these coming in every day.
Coming in every day. We're probably going to be filing another one on Monday, and we've got at least three more that we're drafting complaints on, that we've got retainer agreements, and they're on the way. We're hearing from companies and institutions every single day. We're to the point where we're having to think, do we file all of them? Because we just get more each day as companies' plans come up for renewal. They have to make a decision. Are they going to fight this thing, or are they going to comply? That's a tough decision, but we're here to help them if they want to fight it.
Yeah, folks, if you've got a small business or a large business and you don't want to comply with this, or you want to figure out what you can do, you give us a call. We're handling these cases. Let's grab another call. Let's take Chris out of New York, Than.
Yeah, Chris is on line 3. Chris, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, Chris.
You know, that's just perfect. I just want to tell you guys that it started out by sitting on hold for 100 years, and I said, you know what, if God...
You know what? Okay, there you go. All right, so people stay on hold because we get a lot of calls, folks, and we're trying to get as many through as we possibly can. Let's do this. Let's go to Ellie.
Ellie calling from Washington on line 5. Ellie, you're on the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you great.
Hi, I had a couple comments and a question, but the first one... I've always wondered why abortion is not a father's rights issue.
Well, you know, because the way that the abortion laws have come down, it is the only person that has any say-so in it is generally the woman who's pregnant. Mostly being pushed by the Planned Parenthood groups to abort the child. And then you got to ask another fundamental question, which is the one I always ask. What about the child's right to life? I mean, how about the child's right to life? I mean, I don't understand. I've been litigating these cases for 30 years. that these some of these courts just ignore the child as if the child has no rights here. And I think that's a tragedy in and of itself. Folks, we've got a lot more coming up ahead on the broadcast. You're going to want to stay tuned. We're talking about this brand-new movie we've got out. You really need to get it. We'll get it to you. It's called Life Happens, and it's a lot of the stories you've heard today. People that are calling in, same kind of thing. So we encourage you to get that. You can do it by going to aclj.org or calling us at 877-989-2255. In fact, when you make that call and you make a donation, you're going to get the download of that movie immediately. aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Again, or aclj.org. A lot more ahead on the broadcast, folks. Be in prayer for our legal team here at the ACLJ. As Frank was just saying, we've got a lot of cases on the plate, a lot of things happening. So we'll talk more about that coming up in the next segment of the broadcast. We'll be back in just a moment.
The American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of a significant legal challenge. The Department of Health and Human Services is mandating that employers provide coverage for abortion-producing drugs, sterilization, and their insurance policies for employees, even if the mandate violates their religious beliefs. The ACLJ has filed numerous lawsuits challenging this flawed mandate, and the ACLJ is filing many amicus briefs backing other challenges. The fact is, the HHS mandate not only violates the free exercise of religion guaranteed by the First Amendment, it also violates the conscience rights of millions of Americans. This unprecedented attack is not only morally offensive, but unconstitutional as well. Join the legal fight. Sign on to our committee opposing the mandate, a committee that will be included in our future amicus briefs challenging the mandate. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. The release of Pastor Youssef Nardacani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org.
Broadcast, everyone, as we've been talking about the life issue this week on Jay Sekulow Live, we thought it'd be appropriate to, we're going to introduce, we did a little bit yesterday on the broadcast as well, a brand new film that we put out called Life Happens. Ash Grayson was the director of this film and really was the inspiration behind this movie. Ash has worked with us on a number of projects. He's joining us as well. Logan's in the studio with me here. And in a few minutes, we're going to play a trailer from the movie, and then we're going to let you know how you can actually get it. So that we've got a lot of opportunity here. But as this issue of the HHS mandate and the abortion and Planned Parenthood is so much in the news, we thought this would be an appropriate time to get Ash on the phone here and talk with us. Ash, tell us a little bit about the movie, the background of it, so people get a sense. It's not the typical, as Life News said, it's not the typical pro-life movie. It comes from a different angle, and it was very, very different and has received really good reviews.
It has, Jay. And first, I just wanted to give credit to the American Center for Law and Justice. I mean, your organization obviously is known for the battle in a legal system, but you realize, you and Logan both, that there's a separate battle here, and it's the battle for the hearts and the minds of people. You know, as you know, you always say elections have consequences, and it's going to be tough. You guys are we have a hard battle in the courts the next several years. I mean, we could have new Supreme Court justices, but with this movie, what we wanted to do is say, listen, this issue is life, and a lot of the imagery and the conversation around this issue has to do with death. So let's show some stories of life. People like me who I was almost aborted. I didn't know it till I was 15, and I had a very frank conversation with my mother.
Tell us a little bit about that story, because it comes out in the movie, but I think it'd be good for background.
Yeah, so there was I was probably about 14 or 15, which would have been mid-80s. And as you know, the life issue was really heating up at that time. And the news was on. And sorry, I get a little emotional, but the news was on, and there were some people protesting. And I said, man, Mom, these people look silly. I mean, it's just some woman, a blob of tissue. I mean, big deal. And my mom said, wow, there's probably something I need to tell you. You know, that could have been you. You know, they're fighting for you. And I said, what on earth are you talking about? And she went into the story. It was a completely unwanted pregnancy. She went back to find the guy who was my father, and he had been killed in a car accident. So here she is, alone, no support. And she would have gotten an abortion if it hadn't been illegal. And I was born late in 72.
Mm.
So I'm 5 months away probably from not being on this phone
Wow.
call. You know, it's obviously very emotional, but the amazing thing, Jay, was when we went out with this story, and you and Logan did a great job helping produce this, and Logan really got behind it, and Will and our entire team. This is not a rare story.
Yeah.
As we started digging around, the stories in the movie are amazing, and this is a movie you will feel good afterwards. You will feel hopeful, and just not a lot of films have approached the topic that way.
No, it comes at it a very different approach, and it was interesting as we watched some of the reports come back in, Logan, the reviews come back in. People that are, there's a secular pro-life group. These are people that do not have religious convictions on the life issue. In other words, they don't view the life issue from the lens of, from a Christian worldview or from a spiritual worldview. They view it more of a scientific view, but the response on this is very, very positive.
That's right. We, you know, when we went out to make the movie, when Ash pitched it to us, sort of the idea at the end of the day, like you said, was it was oddly a feel-good abortion movie, a movie that could reach everyone. And that was really what ended up happening. And like you said, Life News picked it up, and also the secular news, and that's really their kind of point. Is there have been other movies that have come out that have really marketed to the religious, to the Christian side of saying, here is the reason we should be pro-life, and that's great, and that's 100% accurate and true. And our movie touches on that a little bit, but it also shows, hey, from a scientific point of view, from a personal point of view, from just a convenience point of view when it comes to the, you know, the amount of people that could have been or potentially should have been aborted, that we really hit a different side of this. You know, there are moments you're going to laugh. There's moments you're going to cry. There's a lot of different things in this film that really take the whole topic to a different level than it's ever been done before.
Let's listen to a trailer from the movie Life Happens.
When I was born, the government of the United States recognized my right to exist. But anybody born after 1973 has to have the permission of somebody else to be here.
When I was about 15, my mom told me that she had nearly aborted me.
I very seriously contemplated abortion.
I thought about it because where was I going to go?
I was born to a mother who was not supposed to be able to have a child.
It was a brutal rape.
He's like, you have to choose today between your baby or your eyes.
And the machine broke.
Women are often told that they have to have an abortion.
You're a doctor. I thought everybody took the Hippocratic Oath.
Well.
At what point does a baby get human rights, in your view?
Answering that question with specificity is above my pay grade.
It's not a Christian or a Jewish or a Muslim or a Buddhist issue. It's common sense.
Maybe we won't agree on abortion, but surely we can do so without reducing those with differing views to caricature.
Stop denying women the option to have abortion.
You have far more value than your boob.
Back up, back up!
I wanted to find out who else out there was like me.
My mom decided to keep her child, and that's awesome because I got a chance to live.
I was adopted and grew up in a phenomenal family.
The whole question of abortion is going to be a moot point because of the advances in technology.
My son was born. I'm so glad he's here.
We need a change in our heart and our minds concerning the value of life.
Isn't every doctor pro-life? Aren't they supposed to be?
What planet are you from?
The world isn't perfect. There's only one thing that's for sure anymore. Life happens.
Folks, we also want to let you know that this movie is available, and we're doing it in a very unique and different way. If you go to, if you call us at 1-877-989-2255, our toll-free number, that's 877-989-2255, you can figure out how you get this movie downloaded. It's a brand new technology we've got. We're really pleased with it, and this will be a life-inspiring story for you to see. A lot of the pro-life leaders are in it too. Logan was mentioning, Ash, that there's a lot of, it's got kind of the secular groups are looking at this and saying, wow, this really does show the life issue in the right perspective. But Pat Mahoney, one of the leaders of Operation Rescue, is in it. Rob Schenck, who's one of the big pro-life leaders in Washington, D.C. And you've got others in it as well, Ash. Talk about some of the others that are in it.
We have Alveda King, Dr. Alveda King. We've really gone across the gamut. I mean, we tried to give everybody a voice in this film. But ultimately, you know, the ultimate voice here is the mothers and the children. That we have incredible stories that will inspire you. We actually have a young man, Steve, he's an inspirational speaker. He does some uplifting singing for people and speaking. And his mother walks into a clinic to get an abortion. And the machines break and malfunction. This is not a woman of faith. This is a woman who said, I wanted to have this abortion, you know, just to make a point. And she said, wow, when that happened, there was something that ticked in my brain. It wasn't her heart at the time, she said, that said, man, I need to rethink this. And she did, and she kept that baby. I mean, that's the ultimate voice in this movie. You know, Rob Schenck, Pat Mahoney. And we really get to see these guys in a different light. The media often portrays these pro-life leaders as these crazy radicals. Well, what they don't show you is that, yes, they showed that one-minute clip, or actually it's usually more like 10-second clip, out of context. What they don't show is that Rob Schenck may have been there praying for 3 days solid.
And that's part of the story of this does so well.
That's right. And other people that you'll recognize, maybe, obviously you're in it. Jay Sekulow is a voice in it as well. Gary Graham, who's in Star Trek. Rebecca St. James. Israel Houghton has an incredible story that's in it. If you know him, he's obviously a world-renowned singer-songwriter, but also is worship leader at Lakewood Church. There's a lot of different people that are in this film you're going to recognize, along with the fact that the stories are just incredible. And these people all have their own personal reasons of why they're behind the movement.
So here's what we want to do, folks. Ash, first, thanks for the interview. Thanks for being with us. We're going to be promoting this all week. The movie's called Life Happens, and we want to make it available to you. And there's a way you can get it, and it's a unique way. You go to call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, and you can get Life Happens. One last question, Ash. Why the name Life Happens?
Life happens. Well, it was a great, it just says it all. It says that there's a lot of things that we can't control, but we can control the choices we make. And it says that whether this baby is perfect, imperfect, he is perfect in the Lord's sight. And life, sometimes it just happens. And we need to accept that. We need to realize that we are endowed by a creator. And we need to give that life a chance to live what the good Lord has set path for that young little person.
Very good. Ash Grayson is director and producer of this movie, did a great job on it. And it's, again, 877-989-2255. When you sign on to that petition opposing the HHS mandate, you can find out how you get that movie. 877-989-2255. Whoa. Carry each other. Oh.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardacani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of a significant legal challenge. The Department of Health and Human Services is mandating that employers provide coverage for abortion-producing drugs, sterilization, and their insurance policies for employees, even if the mandate violates their religious beliefs. The ACLJ has filed numerous lawsuits challenging this flawed mandate, and the ACLJ is filing many amicus briefs backing other challenges. The fact is, the HHS mandate not only violates the free exercise of religion guaranteed by the First Amendment, it also violates the conscience rights of millions of Americans. This unprecedented attack is not only morally offensive, but unconstitutional as well. Join the legal fight. Sign on to our committee opposing the mandate, a committee that will be included in our future amicus briefs challenging the mandate. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the broadcast. We're going to play for you now a compilation of segments from our new DVD, Life Happens. It's a story of abortion survivors. We're going to give you a little taste of it now, and then afterwards we'll tell you how you can go online and get the rest of it. So let's go ahead and play that now.
More than a decade ago, a Supreme Court decision literally wiped off the books of 50 states statutes protecting the rights of unborn children. Abortion on demand now takes the lives of up to 1.5 million unborn children a year. Human life legislation ending this tragedy will someday pass the Congress, and you and I must never rest until it does.
I think Reagan galvanized the Roe versus Wade issue. Bringing it to the political forefront also brought it to the masses, to the people.
And there was this tremendous sense, what can we do?
And then Operation Rescue comes on the scene, and it changes everything. And it changes everything because, similar to the civil rights movement, it struck a chord with the American people, and it was captured in the media and brought the issue of abortion by 1988 into every home in America.
I heard about this film that was coming out called Silent Scream. And it was put together by Bernard Nathanson, who was a former abortionist. He started NARAL, became converted, and put this film together, which was an ultrasound of an actual abortion. And that just drew tremendous national attention.
And the body is now being torn systematically from the head.
And then suddenly, hundreds of people are coming into the streets kneeling at clinics.
What we did in the 80s and 90s at least arrested the attention of the country and forced us to face that question.
As we gathered, the pro-choice movement and all of their friends gathered against us, and it was really an extraordinary time.
Okay, so I guess I understand why everyone's fighting. But what about women like my mom, who accidentally got pregnant? Women like Merle Enriquez.
It was in 1970. I found out I was pregnant. I come from a very patriarchal family, and I got really scared. I very seriously contemplated abortion because I thought, well, then I don't have to say anything to anybody. My problem would be gone. But I don't know, I just started thinking about my baby. And I said, this is my baby. how can I kill my own baby? So I decided not to. And now my father disapproved of my marriage, disapproved of my husband, and told my mother that he did not want to see me even on his deathbed. He disowned me. And after my son was born, we went over there, and my mother took the baby from my arms and said, "Oh, it's hot. Here," and plopped the baby in my dad's arms. And that was it. My father absolutely fell in love with my son. And Joseph has been a joy ever since he was born. And throughout Joseph's life, my dad was right there. Joseph this and Joseph that. He just absolutely loved Joseph. I'm so glad he's here.
I'm glad my grandparents supported my mom's decision to keep me, but that's not always the case.
I thought it was going to get physical. Like, I thought my dad was going to hit me or try to do something to my baby while he was in my stomach. Mama was looking for clinics. She saw advertisements, but I was making up excuses, telling her, "Oh, probably they don't do that," because I didn't want to get rid of my kid. My dad told me, "If you have your baby, you're not gonna stay at my house. I'm gonna kick you out of my house. I'm not gonna love your baby." I thought about it, because where was I gonna go? I wasn't gonna go nowhere. My godparents came over that same day, and they came over and they started talking to him, telling him that it wasn't right what he was doing to me, that why would a baby pay the consequences? He actually started talking to me. He hugged me. He was grabbing on my belly. He was like, "I'm sorry, I was trying to make you do this, I'm sorry." After everything happened, my dad, he actually took me to my doctor's appointment. He was there for me. My dad actually cut the, what's it called?
Cut the umbilical cord.
Right now, if I wouldn't have had my kid, I know I would have not been living at my house. I would have not have that same communication I do with my dad. I probably wouldn't even be talking to him right now.
So it helped you?
It helped me.
Whenever I started talking about my story, I found lots of people out there like me, even Grammy Award-winning musicians like Israel Houghton.
My mother was 17, my mother's white, my father is black. Waterloo, Iowa, 1970. She fell in love with this black guy, man, and got pregnant at 17 and had to confront just life at that point. And it was widely advised that she have an abortion. She ended up facing it and just said, "Hey, I'm pregnant and I'm gonna keep this baby, and here we go." My mom was like a straight up hippie, homeless, penniless, and pregnant. The state of California said to her, you're completely unfit to be a mother. So we're gonna take your child the day he's born. And then through a series of events, you know, she had me. Her sister really fought hard, fought the state. And, you know, within a year's time, everything changed. My mother married my stepfather, who's been my dad my whole life. And I've been able to sort of live out that dream, you know, because of that decision that she made.
We are a generation that was born after 1973. So I've heard a lot of students say, "Wow, I could have been very easily aborted." And that's something that kind of resonates with our generation, that at any moment, our parents could have walked in and done away with us, and we would have never existed.
I don't exactly remember when she told me about the whole abortion thing and all that kind of stuff. I do remember being little and knowing that her best friend saved my life, that her best friend was the one that said, "You need to keep this baby." I totally felt like chosen, like grateful that she chose to keep my life. I just feel like that the bottom line is education. And I feel like if these girls were educated in what happens to them and what they could do afterwards and during, that they might come to make a different decision.
What are you studying?
I'm studying fashion. I'll look very fashionable while stopping abortion. How about that?
There's nothing wrong.
True. Maybe I can open a boutique.
One of the biggest questions in this entire debate is, When does life begin?
At what point does a zygote become a human being? At the moment of conception? Where in the physiological, sociological, psychological development of the unborn can we really say this is a human being? And the response that I generally get after listening to all the arguments, nobody can answer with absolute certainty.
Folks, those are segments from our new DVD, Life Happens. If you want to take a look at that entire production, you can actually call right now. We'll give you information to stream that online. If you call 877-989-2255, if you want to see the whole thing, it's a very powerful production, folks. Again, call 877-989-2255 to get those instructions. Again, 877-989-2255, and we'll show you how you can watch that online.
The fact is, the HHS mandate not only violates the free exercise of religion guaranteed by the First Amendment, it also violates the conscience rights of millions of Americans. This unprecedented attack is not only morally offensive, but unconstitutional as well. Join the legal fight. Sign on to our committee opposing the mandate, a committee that will be included in our future amicus briefs challenging the mandate. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.